Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're the best at promoting your business and giving you world-class recognition along the way. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five ways to select a great graphic designer. My guest today is a graphic designer who graduated from Reinhardt College with a bachelor's degree in marketing. Currently, she is the owner of Fullblend.com, a graphic design and print company, and TrueStockPhoto.com, which is a stock photography company that specializes in multicultural-based photography. We're excited to have on the phone today a woman who's going to help us take the guesswork out of what to look for when hiring a graphic designer. Ms. Denise Kinsler, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning to you.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Are you ready to talk about the five ways to select a great graphic designer?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's get right down to the nitty-gritty, okay?
Okay.
What should a potential client look for when first speaking with a graphic designer?
Well, basically, when you're a client, you're approaching a graphic designer, you should look for that designer to get back with you within 24 hours. That's one of the initial things that you should look for. If someone doesn't get back to you in a good time frame, or at least acknowledge that you called them, then you know you're going to want to work with someone else. Communication is one of the most important synergies that you can have between a graphic designer and a client. Because if they can't communicate with you, then they won't be able to communicate what you're trying to communicate to your customer through design.
Well, where should you go to look for a great graphic designer? Are there any websites you can check out?
There's many different websites. Elance.com is one in particular that you can look for. You can post a request to speak with a graphic designer or a project, and you will have graphic designers that will bid on that project. That is one in particular. And, of course, you can visit Fullblend.com to view some work as well and, you know, search for a graphic designer that can help you with your project.
Well, how important is price range when hiring a great graphic designer, or what should I expect?
Price range is very important. A lot of times when there are business owners and they're looking for a graphic designer, they'll go for the cheapest price because graphic design and design, period, is undervalued by many business owners. So you should definitely look for someone with a price that is mid-range. You don't want a price that's too low, because if you get a price that's too low, the quality of the work may be low. And you don't want to get a design that is not high quality, because you want to put your best foot forward when you own a business. And also, you don't want a price that's too high, because you want it to be cost effective, obviously, for your business. So if you look for a price range that's middle of the road, and you'll have to do some research based on the project that you're looking to have designed, whether that be a logo, a business card, a flyer, et cetera, you're going to want to do some research and find a cost effective price. But make sure that it's not too low and it's not the lowest price possible.
Well, just to clear up any confusion, what's the difference between a graphic designer and a typesetter?
A graphic design and a typesetter, or a web designer, is a huge difference. Web designers, typically, they just design websites. You can find a graphic designer / web designer. Now, that is definitely possible, but a lot of times business owners will find a person who is a programmer, And, you know, they'll call themselves a web designer, but they're not. They just know how to code out a website. You want to make sure that you specifically look for a designer if you're trying to build a website, because they'll be able to make sure that your site has the highest usability, also that the navigation is easy for your customers to use. And they just look at the overall design and just make sure that it's visually stimulating and also helps the customer navigate your website. And then as far as a graphic designer is concerned, you can find one to create a business collateral or an identity for your company. So those are two very different things, and you want to make sure that you are getting the correct designer for what your needs are.
Well, let's talk about portfolios. What should you look for in a portfolio?
Now, the portfolio itself, when you're looking at a designer's portfolio, it needs to have a wide range of work in it. And when I say a wide range of work, I mean from entertainment, more of a creative type design to more of a corporate type design. So you want to go from simple to more elaborate. And if you have that wide range of work in your portfolio, the chances are that that designer will be able to create the most creative design for you and the most stimulating for your customer. You definitely want to make sure that that range is there.
Well, Ms. Kinsler, tell our listeners, what is the number one question business owners should ask the graphic designer?
The number one question is you're going to ask them about their process. When I say process, I mean once you contact them and you decide on a price and you go ahead and you're ready to start your project, you need to find out what steps are going to be taken to complete that project, what type of timelines that you're looking at, how your work should be submitted, what information you should submit to that graphic designer. And this is very important because if you talk to a designer and you get on the phone and let's say you want a logo created and you ask them, okay, well, what information should I send to you or how am I going to send it to you? And they can't answer that question. The chances are that they don't have a lot of experience and they won't be able to create the project that you're looking for. You definitely want to make sure that they have their processes down so it'll make it easier for you as well as the designer, and your design will get done in a timely fashion.
Well, let's change gears here a little bit.
Okay.
You mentioned logos. There are a lot of small businesses out here without one. How important is a logo for your business?
It's very important. Any marketing materials and just a brand identity and just a look for your company is very, very important. I mean, if you were going to an interview for a job, you wouldn't go in there with your favorite pair of sweatpants and a T-shirt on because you would want to put your best foot forward. And a lot of companies do exactly that. You know, they kind of put it off and they undervalue the design of their marketing materials. So they're basically, you know, going into a business type situation wearing sweatpants. And that's something that you don't want to do. You want to make sure that you get a good logo that is scalable. And when I say scalable, I mean if I was to shrink it down to the size of my thumbnail, would I still be able to read it or at least be able to tell what the image is? And then if I blew it up, let's say to the size of a billboard, how would it look as well? So you want to make sure that when you get a logo from someone or you're looking at samples of a logo in somebody's portfolio, that you shrink it down you zoom out and then you zoom in and you make sure that in both settings it's clear and it's crisp.
Are there some key questions the graphic designer should ask a potential client as well?
Definitely. Like I said, you're going to want to ask them about their process, and you're also going to want to know or just look out for that designer, how they talk to you. You want to make sure when the designer is speaking with you that they are looking for what you're trying to accomplish with your design. You want to make sure that the design itself is communicating to your customers. And if that designer is not looking at you as a long-time customer, and they're just looking at you as a short-time customer, they're not going to ask you what you're looking to accomplish. They're not going to ask you how long your business has been in business, how long you yourself have been in that industry. And that's so important, because if they're not looking at you in that manner, then they're not looking at you as a long-time customer. And you want to make sure you can stay with that designer for a while so that they can create all your marketing materials for you. You want to make sure the same design elements are on your marketing materials throughout. And that way you'll have a great brand that you can present to the public.
Okay. Let me kind of reword that question, that last question.
Okay.
When it comes
to
the graphic designer, are there some key questions they should ask a potential client?
Definitely, definitely. Like I said before, what they're trying to accomplish or what you're trying to accomplish with your design. They should also ask you what industry you're in, because they need to have a good idea of what your needs are as far as that industry is concerned. So, like I said, if that designer doesn't ask you those questions, then you know, chances are that they're just looking to make a quick buck off of you, and they're not looking to really help you brand your business.
Okay. So why should people choose FullBlend.com?
Well, FullBlend.com offers, great solutions for small business and medium-sized businesses. Our prices are very competitive. They're not necessarily low prices. They're not high prices. It's very middle of the road. And you know, it's a great company to get that branding identity that you need. We've done, designs as far as logos, business cards, flyers, anywhere from political campaigns to entertainment flyers and identities. So we've dealt with a lot of clients over the years and know how to find out exactly what you're looking for. Because a lot of times when a client calls, they don't know exactly how to explain what they're looking for. And it's so important for a designer to be able to get that information from the client because, you know, if you're calling FullBlend.com, you don't necessarily know what you're doing as far as design is concerned. That's why you're calling, to get advice, to get a design created that would fit your company and that would be presentable for the public. So we definitely offer that, and that's, I think, one of the biggest things with FullBlend is being able to figure out exactly what the client needs and translate that into a design.
All right. So before we run out of time, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
You can reach me or FullBlend.com at FullBlend.com, which is FourBlend, or you can reach us by phone at 404-437-8787.
All right. Well, Ms. Denise Kinsler, owner of FullBlend.com and TrueStockPhoto.com, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much. And just if I could, Sparkplug, I just wanted to let the public know that if they do call, we're offering a free evaluation of their marketing materials right now if they mention the show this morning.
Okay. Well, all right.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot, and we look forward to having you back.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's top business professionals like Ms. Denise Kinsler. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another superb job. If you'd like more information about our guest, visit her website at FullBlend.com or give her a call at 404-437-8787. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to keep looking at the sunny side. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.